Many newspapers have called it the greatest club game ever. The strength of Munster rugby has always been the big boys up front.
I'm actually really, really excited for it.
The Red 78 with Alan Quinlan and Niamh Briggs. Subscribe to the rugby channel on the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications now.
Now you're welcome, Mac. So I'll just update you on the live football. There is a Super Cup, El Clasico Super Cup ongoing in Saudi Arabia, where with 77 minutes on the clock, it's Barcelona 1, Real Madrid 2. Real Madrid took the lead courtesy of Vinicius Jr. and then Luke de Jong equalised for Barcelona. But Karim Benzema, just in the past few moments, has put Real Madrid 2-1 up in that game. As for the Premier League this evening, just one game. West Ham are hosting Norwich City. It's just gone half-time and West Ham are 1-0 up. Jarrod Bowen had a goal disallowed via VAR and then he went and scored a legitimate one just after that. So West Ham 1-0 up. Adamida starts that game, by the way. A rare start for Adamida for Norwich. So it's West Ham 1, Norwich 0 at half-time. And then in the League Cup, it's Spurs hosting Chelsea. Spurs were 2-0 down from the first leg, of course, you'll remember. And they are now 3-0 down on aggregate because Chelsea are 1-0 up this evening. Rudiger with a header from a corner. Meanwhile, over in Italy, Super Cup on this evening at the San Siro. It's 1-1 between Inter and Juventus after 35 minutes. So that is you up to date on the football this evening. We are going to turn to GAA now because the club season is really heating up and we've got a great game hopefully to look forward to on a Sunday. It's going to be live on TG Car. We have the Cork champion St Finbarr's in the football taking on Austin Stacks of Kerry. It's going to be 1:45 throw-in, Semple Stadium on Sunday. Like I said, live on the TV, so should get a big audience. Two great traditional club teams from years gone by, and very happy to say that the St Finbarr's captain Alan O'Connor's made time for us. Alan, great to have you on the show. You're very welcome.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here. I just mentioned there that Ian McGuire's captain there now. He'd kill me if I take credit for that.
Oh, I thought you were. Sorry, I thought you're. Do you know what? Several outlets today have Captain Alan O'Connor. So, listen.
It's all fake news, we call it.
Okay. Well, apologies to Ian. So,
don't worry about it.
You got lumped with the media duties then.
Yeah, I did. Look, Era, there's no panic. I don't mind it too much. No, it's going to have a bit of attention there. Take him out of the limelight for once.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting a big head. So how have you found, even, I guess it's a novel thing to be on shows like this and sitting with journalists asking you questions. Have you enjoyed the build-up and found it kind of an enjoyable day or very strange or a bit of both?
Era, it's a bit surreal right now, you know, like standing for photographs and kind of being interviewed about your experience. I suppose I'm a kind of player as well who I try to minimise the occasion as much as I can in my head and just think about the process. But it's hard not to get caught up in all the excitement, really, because, look, it's a massive occasion for the club and for everyone around and even the community as a whole. So it's very hard not to kind of get caught up in it. But I suppose when you're thinking about playing the actual game, then you try and kind of just bring it back to, you know, your duties on the field, as opposed to the fact that it's a Munster final and the fact that there is a lot of kind of press and a lot of interest from kind of outside the actual camp itself, do you know?
Listen, Alan, it's only the biggest game of your life, potentially life-defining. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. That's odd. No pressure.
So, 1:45, Semple Stadium, Austin Stacks. I mean, I guess St Finbarr's, for a certain generation, probably a bit younger than ourselves, but for a certain generation back, early 80s, Finbarr's were such a real powerhouse. They won, I think, 3 All-Irelands and were a big club on the scene between 79 and 86 in particular. Produced a lot of legendary players, and for whatever reason, I mean, I don't know if you've a theory as to why, but from, say, 86 pretty much until fairly recently, there was this long barren spell.
Yeah. And look, I suppose when we were kind of playing, coming up into 2016 and 17 and 18, we won it in 2018, and that was it was a 33-year gap between when the Bears had last kind of won the senior football. Look, I think part of it is the GAA coming more along, and, you know, there being more teams and there being more competition and kind of the talent being spread out. But look, I think a big part of it as well is, like, when you look back at the players that the Bears had during that era and those two decades in particular in the 70s and 80s, but even further back as well, you know, the talent that was there is, you know, like, you had several kind of generational talents all in one team, and, you know, that's a very, very rare thing, and, like, you'd expect that kind of team to be as successful as they were because of the talent they had. And I think, you know, this year now we look at the team we have, and, you know, we see ourselves as kind of, you know, like capable of kind of bigger and better things. And, you know, provided we give a good account of ourselves, you know, we'll kind of stand up and hopefully we'll be able to add to that kind of like that very, very significant history associated with our club. And I think we're one of the few clubs as well who've been very successful in kind of the hurling and the football. And I think that's something that stands to us quite a bit, because we've had a massive, even within our football team at the moment, we've had a number of players who started off the year as kind of focusing on the hurling and come across and come into our fold, you know, and that stood to us to no end. So look, I think, yeah, the history does come into it. And, you know, for whatever reason, we had a kind of a barren period, as we'll call it. You know, we had several county finals there where we just felt shy, losing by points and losing after draws and things like that. But look, thankfully we got over the line there now, and hopefully we'll kind of continue to progress that on Sunday.
And Alan, who were some of the generational players that would be associated with the Bars down the years?
Well, look, I suppose from my own experience, you know, I've been very fortunate to have been coached and mentored by a number of players who've represented the Bars and Cork. And, you know, like even from a minor level there now, my minor manager was Mick Slocum, and then he actually ended up managing us at senior level, you know, just a few weeks ago, even before our county final, even before Christmas as well. John Cremin was there to give us kind of a talking to. You know, we were unfortunate last year to have lost a very, very big Bars man and a very prominent player in Christy Ryan, who every player, I'd say, on the team would have known on a kind of personal level. But look, I think anytime you walk out the Bars, you know, you're going to meet someone who's kind of a legend of the GAA, and you kind of, like, you start to realise the, you know, just the sheer talent and history kind of associated with that, you know, like even within their own management there now, like, you know, before Ray Keane was there, you know, we had Tony Leahy as well, who obviously was a very prominent player as well. So, like, you know, like I could go on listing now, but I'd feel like if I kept listing, I'd forget to say certain names, and I'd feel like I was doing a disservice to people. So look, I think we're very fortunate to have a lot of prominent figures. And one of the things that I will say is that something I do love about the club is that those prominent figures are always good to kind of send a text or to kind of, you know, chat to you in person. They even come out and watch trainings, like, and support the team, and they're very, very kind of like, look, what can this crop of players do to kind of do it? You know, they're as big a supporters as they were players.
Oh, well, that's good, because sometimes those generations can be real back in my day merchants and telling you how you're no good compared to what we had before. So it's good they're involved and supportive. And your team, Alan, that have come through, is this a case of a really talented young batch who played together on the same team all the way through and have now blossomed at senior level, or is it a nice mix of generations?
Look, I think we have a very good mix of generations. You know, look, we've had players who were involved in, you know, like the county finals in 2009 and 10, you know, and the likes of Michael Shields there now and Colin Lyons, who were both playing those days as well. And then we have kind of younger lads who've just come through and kind of stepped into the frame. Like, you look at, you know, the likes of Brian Hayes there now and Killian Myers-Murray, who are two younger players who just kind of burst onto the scene for us and have been, you know, massively impactful over the last few years. So look, I think we're blessed that we have a nice mix. And I think what that builds as well is that, you know, you've got a lot of kind of, you've got a good mix of leaders within our dressing room as well as a result, because you have fellas who have been playing for, you know, the likes of 20 years, and you have fellas who are 2 years, but none of them are afraid to kind of speak and say, this is what we need to do, and this is kind of where we need to go. And I think that's something that really stands to any team you're a part of, you know?
Yeah. So the Bars are of Cork City, aren't they? Kind of southwest of the city?
Yeah. So we're based in Toker in Neenan Park.
Okay. So, like, are Cork City teams seen by the rest of Cork as a bit arrogant and a bit full of themselves and the townies? Is that how this works?
Well, look, I think when I was playing anyway, certainly when I started to get a little bit more competitive, there was always that kind of divide between the country teams and the city teams, kind of brought up by managers, that the country lads would love to send the city boys home now empty-handed. and I think the kind of reverse is true as well, that, you know, there is that kind of divide. I'm not sure the arrogance one comes into it. It's not something I've heard now, but I've certainly seen the one that, like, it kind of enhances the rivalry as well, because, you know, having played against kind of country teams there now, like teams from West Cork, they always have a very good, strong kind of fan following. And, you know, like, it really adds that intensity and the atmosphere in the game. You know, like, every time there's a purple patch going against our club, like, you'll hear the fans kind of, you know, going at it. And, like, it's the same with us as well. You know, I'm sure anytime we're kind of going through our purple patches, our following are very quick to let the other fans know as well. So look, I suppose I'd call it a healthy rivalry, but it is certainly, there is a divide there, and it's something that is kind of mentioned coming into games quite often, you know.
I'm sure it is. Who doesn't love sticking it to the townies, you know? I mean, that's the way of the world over. So
yeah,
you've Austin Stacks. I mean, there's a real kind of with yourselves having a great name and Stacks. There's something really nice about this matchup for a Munster final at Semple Stadium. People know Kieran Donaghy, obviously, but I think you were making the point in some of the articles which refer to you as a captain, by the way, but you were making the point that you know, Donaghy captures the headlines for obvious reasons, but Stacks are a really good running team and they'll hurt you from deep, and that's on your mind a little bit coming into Sunday.
Yeah, look, I think you can't overlook Kieran Donaghy's ability. You know, he's shown time and time again in the past that he's capable of playing outstanding football, but I think, you know, for a lot of the media to focus in on just one player from a team that's kind of littered with talent and they're going to be a very tough team to break down, I think it's just probably, like, you know, you set yourself up for failure really if you're playing around one man, particularly when, you know, a lot of kind of the people I would have spoken to about Stacks anyway would have said that a lot of their game comes from, you know, being very tight in the back, being very good at kind of making those breakaway runs from deep and kind of coming off the shoulder and forcing turnovers. So I think, look, if you focus in on kind of planning around one man, then you kind of set yourself up for failure. And look, with Stacks as well, you know, we're not ignorant to it. We played them early in the year. We know they're a very strong side and we know there's nothing going to come easy. But I suppose, look, what we tend to do, and one thing that our management have always pushed on us, is, you know, internalize it, focus on what we need to do on the day as opposed to the occasion, as opposed to like what the other team is going to kind of do it. You know, you plan as best you can for what the other team can do, but at the end of the day, you can only control yourselves and your own actions, you know?
In 2018, the last time Finbars got out of the county, they came up against Dr. Crokes, and it was a really tough day at the office, first round of the Munster Championship. Crokes put 520 on Finbars. It was a 21-point losing margin. I presume that's a fairly miserable day that you remember very well. What would you learn from, I suppose, an occasion like that? Because I'm sure it was, at the time, playing Crokes after, you know, barren enough spell. It was a big occasion, and there's some parallels with this Sunday.
Yeah, well, look, I think with 2018, you know, when we reflected on it now, we look back on the year very fondly, having won our first county in 33 years. But when we look back at that Crokes game, I think the overwhelming thing really was that, you know, we didn't feel we gave an account of how we were as a team on the day. You know, we certainly didn't walk away thinking we're 21 points worse than this team. We felt we kind of undersold ourselves. And I think maybe part of the reason as well is that to Croke's credit, you know, they had been playing at that level relatively consistently for the previous kind of 10 to 15 years. This was our first time, as you said, you know, so like we probably weren't used to being up at that level in the way that they were. So they came out of the blocks maybe a little bit slower. I think we got kind of an early one or two points and it looked like we were kind of in good position. But once they settled into the game, they looked very, very strong. And I think something that maybe we're conscious of now is that we have to go out and show that, you know, what happened down there wasn't kind of what we're about, that we undersold ourselves and that we underplayed, and we need to kind of show that we're capable of more than that. Yeah. You know, our managers have kind of always pushed on us that, like, look, on our day, if we play our game, we're capable of beating anyone. And that's something we all need to buy into. But it's also something that we need to go out and actually demonstrate. And the only way to do that is to go out and play our best football, you know?
Yeah. And the last one, Alan, I would presume there'd be huge interest all around the city, and Finbar's fans and family and friends are desperate to go. And I'd say it's the same with Stacks. Presumably the restrictions, the code restrictions apply here. So is it a limit of 5,000? Is that the deal for Sunday?
I think it's capped at 5,000 at the moment. I don't know the ticket situation. I know that yesterday I was wrecked from sending out the link and then buying tickets for half my family. So they're all going anyway. That's all I can.
So you were able to get enough for your family anyway.
Look, I think it's when it's a 5,000 thing and it's a Munster final, you'd expect that it'll sell out. But I suppose, look, thankfully the game will be streamed for those who kind of can't make it to the game. But look, it'll be, I think, even with the 5,000, you know, we've played in COVID times previously where it was as low as 50 and 100, you know, and the atmosphere was still there. The fans, you know, will always kind of make it. So I think even with the restrictions, it'll certainly still feel like a very big occasion there, you know.
Great. Well, listen, it should be a great match. It's your own club, St Finbar's of Cork, against Austin Stacks of Kerry. It's going to be live on TG Carr as well as being streamed. So Semple Stadium, 1:45 throw-in. Very best of luck and go well. Enjoy it and all that, and might talk to you down the line. Alan O'Connor, thanks a million.
All the best. Thanks very much, Noel.
Cheers. Alan O'Connor there of St Finbar's in Cork, and our club championship coverage here in Off the Ball is brought to you by AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships, and you can check out hashtag the toughest for more. So again, it's Cork Kerry on Sunday, 1:45, Semple Stadium, St Finbar's of Cork against Austin Stacks of Kerry.